Hello, Carol.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
I am fine. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. Your business, what was the business that you were doing at the time that you started to have problems and that we met?
I was involved with a moving and storage company, and we had about 10,000 square foot facility. Had been in business for, oh my goodness, probably 14, 15 years.
And
all right. Anything else?
Yeah, and you had the types of problems that you were experiencing at the time really pretty well ran the gamut, as we talked about earlier. They, from the landlord, as I recall, to taxes, to unsecured debt. As a matter of fact, you even had wage claims and things of that nature.
We had a couple judgments that needed to be taken care of. You name it, and we had it. Very definitely.
What do you think precipitated the problems?
I think some of it was mismanagement. I think some of it was just overconfidence in the market. And I think the market itself at that time was declining, definite signs of a recession, many, many things. I suppose looking back now, I can say that probably mismanagement with not enough foresight, if you really want to know the truth.
Well, but the reality also is that if you were managing, if the business was being managed properly to the nth degree, it was still an extremely tight-margined business at that point in time because, as I recall, tariffs were being discounted upwards of 45% by competition, correct?
Oh, there's no question about that. And what was happening is the market out there was terrible. Obviously, real estate wasn't selling. And also, we had another problem which we had no control over, and that was there were a lot of new licenses being issued at the time, and you had an oversaturated market because now you had a little mover on every corner. And, of course, their overhead wasn't anywhere near what someone who had a warehouse and was a full-service company. So, oh, definitely, definitely. But, you know, sometimes when you look back, I think it's human nature. You sort of put all the blame on yourself. And it sometimes you need someone to remind you that it's not necessarily always you, and also that outside influences can have a tremendous effect on your success.
Exactly.
Agree with you 100%, Scott.
Well, you know, and the other thing, too, is you say when you look back, and the common phrase associated with that is hindsight's 20/20, and that's what we're trying to take advantage of here, is getting some hindsight from somebody who's already gone through this for those people who are currently in the midst of this, because I know it seems like some pretty dark hours are spent when you're going through these types of problems. Do you recall any of that situation? Pretty vividly, huh?
Well, no two ways about it. Oh, sure. You just sit there and it's like, where do you go? Who do you turn to? You hear all these horror stories, and you just feel like you have lost control and that you're at the mercy of everyone. And unfortunately, when you get to that point, you find that when it comes to business, there aren't too many people out there who are very sympathetic. And, for sure, it had to be one of the worst times in my life, without question.
How do you keep yourself going during that time?
Well,
as talking from somebody who's been through it looking back, how should somebody...
Well, I think the first thing, what I did is, of course, is I knew that we had to reach out and we had to find someone that would tell us what to do. I mean, either we were finished, we had to give up or hang in there or revamp or do something. it was quite apparent we couldn't continue the way we did. And I think that's what I did. I felt terrible, yes, and I was very concerned. But I thought before I just sort of give it all up. Let's find out what's out there and what is available. That maybe, just maybe, there was something or someone that could give me the right information. Actually, what it boils down to is you look for hope.
Where did you look?
Well, the first thing I did is I went to a bankruptcy attorney. All right, and in my particular case, I was very fortunate that the attorney I went to gave me the time to listen and had an understanding, I think, of that there was life beyond bankruptcy and that you really didn't have to do that. And it was that particular attorney who referred me, actually, to you and wanted me to get another overview, another idea. And she felt that just going in and bankrupting the company maybe was not the right thing to do and that I should have all options available to me.
Did she say why she didn't feel it was the right thing?
Yeah, because she said, if I do that, I will probably never recover. And that I will be totally out of business, and in trying to start over again would be just absolutely impossible. And that was something I didn't want to hear. And I was very grateful for her telling me that.
Yeah, that's kind of unusual to hear from a bankruptcy attorney. Do you feel so in retrospect?
Pardon?
Do you feel that it was kind of unusual that a bankruptcy attorney would be saying that type of thing?
Oh, yes, because she gave away a client, and I have to respect her for that. I can honestly say that she really truly had concern and said, here, I think you should check out other options. I would hope that there are other attorneys out there that would do the same, and if there aren't, then I hope that people can become educated to know that that is not the only option available to them. And I will tell you, Scott, at the time when I went to see her, I, too, thought that was the only option.
You did?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, I didn't know about any other option.
Do you suppose that's just because that bankruptcy has such wide publicity, if you will?
Oh, yes, and any time you hear anything or you talk to someone who is perhaps have been in business, you never hear of anything other than the fact, well, I had to bankrupt my company. I had to do this, and then they're never back in it again. So, yes, I absolutely did not know of any other option to go. Of course, now I know better. I also think that in going through what I did go through, that I realized that there are many things out there that are available to assist small businesses, medium businesses, in helping them to stay in business, services that I think perhaps only maybe large corporations are available and have that knowledge.
Can you touch on a couple of those?
Restructuring, like what I went through. Had I not gone and seen this particular attorney, I would have been out of business, and who knows where my life would have been. I would have been maybe behind a desk working in an office, not that that's so bad, but I would not have had my own business. And I think that if there are large corporations out there that are in trouble, they have the resources, and I think that they have the people that have the knowledge to go ahead and take care of their immediate needs and bail them out, whereas small businesses, I think that knowledge has not been made that available to them.
Uh-huh.
I truly believe that. I think most people think they just have to bankrupt and live with it.
Now, you were having several different problems, as we already mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
What was going on with the IRS?
Oh, they were not very happy with me. We did owe quite a bit of back taxes, and these were, of course, federal taxes, withholding taxes.
Yeah.
So they were not very happy, and we needed that to be negotiated. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we know now, and we didn't know then also that I don't care what you do, they're there to haunt you, and they will stay with you to the end. So we had that problem. We had the problem with the party we were leasing our facility from.
Your landlord.
Very difficult situation there.
What was the landlord, at what point was the landlord? Were they threatening to evict you? Had they served you with eviction?
By the time I got to the attorney, this was in process, and it was due to a disagreement on, we had already been there several years, and we had a disagreement on the security deposit, and unfortunately, what they were requiring was very much out of line, and we refused to comply, and we found out that we shouldn't have done that. So, yeah, we were having that problem there. They were asking for an astronomical figure as a security deposit. And and it had been renegotiable every year. And we were dealing with a kind of an investment group, so it wasn't like you were dealing with an individual.
When you failed to comply, what did they...
They took us to court.
Oh, they did, okay.
Well, yes. And needless to say, they won. And we were told we had to leave. And it was around that time I had to get in touch with an attorney who, as I said before, referred me on to other options, mainly one of the options being you and your firm.
Okay, so now you owe taxes, you had a couple judgments from unsecured creditors, and the IRS was pushing you, the creditors were pushing you, the landlord had served you for eviction.
Should notice.
And you had a bank also who was a little bit, shall we say, disenchanted at that point, is that correct?
Oh, very definitely. How could I forget about that? Oh, yes. All these pleasant memories. Yes. We had the bank. What had happened there is we had a wonderful working relationship with a gentleman who had been there from day one, and we always had just a great relationship, and like any other company with seasonal business, he was always there to give us a hand. Unfortunately, he was transferred. He went into a different area of banking. The new gentleman that took over was, of course, went by the book, could care less, business on a handshake did not exist. And that definitely put us in a very bad situation because now we had no flexibility. There was no leeway, there was no flexibility, and there was no way of refinancing, of re-anything. And so you have all these compound problems. It definitely just, I don't know, within a period of like, I would say 6 to 8 months, it just sort of, everything deteriorated. It was sort of like Murphy's Law working overtime.
Yeah. So we set up another corporation.
Right.
We purchased the assets into the corporation without cash.
Right.
And basically did what? We eliminated the judgments.
Sure did.
We eliminated the IRS debt against the corporation. It didn't take care of it against you yet, but it took care of it against the corporation, which, of course, allows you to have some income coming in then.
Mm-hmm. Also, we were able to eliminate most of the unsecured debts, and fortunately, you were able to go in and renegotiate with the bank.
Bank stayed in. Once they realized that the rest of the debt had been cleaned up, they became much more amiable.
Very definitely. There's no question about it. They were then willing to work with us, and I was, of course, very grateful for that.
The taxes seemed to make them a little bit panicky. So once they realized that the taxes mm-hmm. were eliminated from the corporation, they calmed down considerably.
Right, right. We had several meetings of which, of course, you were there, so you were very aware, and very definitely, once they realized, I think, that what we were doing was not really trying to fold our tent and run, but to more or less just, you know, reorganize, scale down, put some sound, you know, business, whatever, into practice, and that we were working, you know, within the law, and we were working with somebody that was very competent and knew what they were doing.
In terms of time, time and dollars, I want to address. How many dollars do you think you ended up eliminating in terms of debt?
Oh, I would say about, I figured it up one time. I would say somewhere around 130, maybe.
Mm-hmm. 130,000?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. how much time, I mean, I've talked to clients about this, and my guesstimate is usually that most of my clients, or my average client, if you will, is working 12 to 14 hours a day.
Right.
They're spending probably, if they're working 12 hours, they're spending maybe 9 hours of that 12 on things other than the types of things that produce profit for themselves. In other words, taxes, new credit, working on old credit problems, talking to attorneys, talking to creditors, things of that nature. What would your guesstimate be in terms of time? How much time do you think that you got back?
The minute we got together and the minute we decided that this was the right way to go, I would say that I got back my full day. I had no problems after that because of the fact that it was being handled, and I was reassured that everything was going to be handled in a proper manner, and that the last thing that I needed was any more stress or any more of my time to be taken away from me. And at first it was a little hard to believe, but it did work, and it was true. And after that, if anybody called or I had a letter, I didn't have to deal with it anymore. And so yeah, I got back my full day.
You've been out of this now for a year or two. Would you, in retrospect, suggest what to people who are having financial problems today? How would you suggest that they look at the problems, give them some insight from your perspective? How would you suggest that they deal with this and cope with this on a day-to-day basis?
What I have done now is I know quite a few people that have their own businesses, and what I always tell everyone now, and perhaps you may even want to call it a soapbox, but when you start to have problems from the very beginning, you start to have uncomfortable situations, and you find that you're trying to stretch things in many directions and it's not going, that is when you have to seek out and get the assistance. Not wait until the situation is desperate, as far as the business is concerned, as far as your finances, your personal finances, and your personal life. Not that you can't recover, but it can save a lot of time and grief and energy, and I think that to me is the most important thing. Recognize that you have a problem and that it's not the end of the world, and also recognize that you're not going to solve the problem on your own.
Yeah.
That you have to get the proper assistance. You have to deal with someone who knows what they're doing, who has your interest at heart, and that you can trust. And then when you go to that person, be honest with them. Tell them everything. Tell them so that, you know, don't let your pride or anything stand in the way. Just, it's because that person is there to help you. That person is to get you through this and get your business back where it's healthy and viable, and then emotionally you're going to feel better about everything and about yourself. Because I think that if you, when you're, you know something, Scott, when your business is falling apart, you start to question everything about yourself. You know, you get up in the morning and it's like, you know, it's like, who am I and what did I do and why is this happening to me? So my main thing is that when you're starting to have problems, don't ignore them. Just get on and get help.
I think that's some real sound advice.
Really. I mean, you know, you hear it from your doctor, you hear it from a lot of people, and I can't stress that enough. I really can't, because it's like anything else. The longer you wait, the more difficult it is. And it's not that it can't be rectified. It's just that it just may take a little bit longer, or you go through a little bit more. And believe me, if I ever find in my life that I'm in that situation, or I get up one day and I think to myself, or I see signs, and we all recognize signs. I mean, if we're intelligent enough to be in business, we certainly are intelligent enough to know what's going on. We may not always acknowledge it or accept it, but I can tell you personally that should that ever occur again, I will be on the phone calling immediately without a problem, sending up a flag, something. Because I would not want to have to go through. To me, the worst part was before securing your services. If you really want to know the truth, that was 1,000 times worse.
It's being by yourself, man.
Sure, and not knowing. And then once we got together, and once we were working, that was great. It was, you know, I will always feel that way. I am. I have said it over and over again when I met you, and I can thank my attorney for suggesting other alternatives rather than bankruptcy. The education and the knowledge that I've received from you and your firm and your employees is invaluable, and I am grateful for that, because I had many questions, and we all have many questions. And my questions were answered, and when they were answered, I was reassured. But also beyond that, I was educated. And an educated business person is going to get ahead.
Well, thank you for your very kind words, and also thank you for your insight. I'm sure these people are going to really appreciate it.
I hope so. I truly hope so.
Thanks, Carol.
You're welcome, Scott. Bye-bye.